The Studio Cuts Podcast with Taylor with WRRV.
This is the Studio Cuts Podcast. Hey, it's Taylor from 92.7, 96.9, WRRV. And the Studio Cuts Podcast is where we interview artists that were featured on Sunday Studio Cuts, our new music show on WRRV. Today, we're hanging out with Hippocampus, who just released their new single, Bad Dream Baby. Where are you at right now?
I am at our studio, Hippocampus Studio, in northeast Minneapolis.
What is it like over there in terms of weather and even COVID restrictions? I know they're being lifted in a lot of places.
Right now it is about 72 and sunny, pretty average for Minnesota summer. And the restrictions are, all these businesses have signs on their doors, like, you got to wear a mask if you don't have the vaccine, or, like, it's recommended. No one is doing that. I think the last statistic I saw for the Minnesota vaccination rate was, like, just over 50%, maybe. So obviously, you know, everyone in, like, a restaurant or in a store not wearing a mask probably isn't fully vaccinated, but most people have seemed to throw that caution away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about there?
It's kind of similar to that. New York, I think, is at 70% of adults fully vaccinated, so they lifted all restrictions like a couple weeks ago, and now it's just a free-for-all everywhere, besides some businesses saying you have to wear a mask, but otherwise it's pretty open wild.
Yeah, same here.
Hippocampus is a 5-person band. How did the pandemic impact how you created music?
Great question. So just before the pandemic, or just as the pandemic started, we were working on a record in a studio, and we were going in Monday through Friday, and then March 13th happened, and we were like, maybe we should just, like, take the weekend off. We'll come back, like, next Wednesday or something. Like, let's do a long weekend. And then a year and a half later, still really never came back to that, but we all know our way around a computer in terms of, like, music production. So we were, like, in the middle of that record process and then just had to sort of pick up the torch just in 5 separate rooms. So we did a lot of, like, solo writing, a lot of solo production, just sending ideas back and forth to each other because we couldn't have that, you know, genuine collaboration that you usually find in a studio. So it was just a really patient, like, hey, why don't you add something to this, send it back to me, and then that's kind of where we ended up. We found another studio spot, and then COVID sort of, you know, people understood you can get in your own little circle and not be too worried about it. So then we sort of picked it up later on, but, you know, a lot of things have changed in the meantime.
Yeah, absolutely. Earlier this year, you guys performed in a live stream concert for Michigan State students. What was it like performing virtually?
So that's where this little studio came in super handy. We have a little live room and all these mics, so we could, like, sort of capture our sound relatively easily and send it out to our little computer thing. And we did, you know, that Michigan show and a couple other college shows, and those seemed to go really well. The promoter and the school seemed to like what we were doing. It was just a weird vibe. I mean, virtual shows took us a long time to feel comfortable with, because, like, you're like playing to no one and someone. It's like you're practicing, but someone's watching you. And I don't know. My shtick became, like, to ease the tension for everyone, I was just, like, memorizing facts about schools, and then saying that, like, no one could respond. It wasn't, like, a two-way conversation like it is at a show, so we were just trying to make each other laugh, essentially, so it was awkward.
One of your first big hits was Buttercup. What is this song about?
Buttercup? It's essentially just about, the language that we wanted to use with each other and, like, you know, our friends, in terms of just, like, cutting to the chase. So that was during our first record. We had spent a lot of time writing a lot of those songs, and then Buttercup came around at the end of the process. And I think during that whole experience, we ran into just language barriers between us, you know. We wanted to, like, be honest with each other, but we wanted to keep the peace as well. And I think that song came around, in a way, manifesting that desire of, like, honest communication. And sort of just, like, self-sufficiency as well.
That song came out in 2017. How has the band grown since then?
2017 was a long time ago. That was our first record. We released that in February 2017, and that was, like, our first, like, big headlining tour. We were like, wow, we're playing to, like, 500 people in, like, this club. That's awesome. And then we're lucky enough to, like, have those shows scale up. And then, you know, to, like, 750 people, 1,000 people, 1,500 people. And so the gratitude has deepened, for sure. Our experience with our fans has been super awesome. So we just, like, want to keep playing shows. That was, like, the hardest part about 2020, was just sort of being locked in a room. But the biggest change has definitely been just learning, like, production, you know. We used to write songs all together in a room. Now we sort of, like, start the ideas more individually and share them with each other. And a lot of us are doing, like, solo stuff now, so that doesn't take priority over Hippo. It's just another avenue where we can sort of express what we've been doing over the past couple years. So, yeah. Production, I guess.
You guys just released a new single called Bad Dream Baby. What is the story behind this song?
So that was a song that came about probably like 4 months ago. We started working on this EP around then, and Jake came in and he's like, hey guys, this song, it's a real weird one. And he played it for us, and these lyrics are super stream of consciousness, like, you know, talking about Britney Spears and Valentine's Day and his dog that just died at the time, which was sad. So that sort of hit us as, like, oh, that's totally what this, like, EP is, you know, a more direct sort of, like, clear language that doesn't have, like, the lavish, like, frill of some of our other lyrics. Like, it's just sort of right there, easily accessible, but you know, holds the message that, like, the directness has its own profound impact on us, you know?
What was the inspiration behind the music video for the single?
Just to be direct, you know? Like, for a long time, we hated, like, oh, it's just another band playing their instruments in a music video. So we truly tried to avoid doing that with all of our other stuff. But then with this one, with the EP, like, the whole ethos of it is just, like, hard truth, almost, like, shocking upfrontness. So the vibe for the music video was just that, you know, it's like, what is it? We're just playing a song and sort of going through the different emotions that we've all been going through for the past year, just, like, boredom, like, sort of pent-up energy, yeah, just exploring the mundane space with a lot of different emotions.
It's been said that your new EP is some of the most vulnerable songwriting to date. What is meant by that?
Yeah, like I've been saying, it's sort of circumventing the lyrical prose that we've sort of been doing in the past. It's less poetic and more honest, more surface level type stuff, which in our opinion, you know, has its own level of, like, meaning, especially after the past year. So yeah, it's direct up front, but it's still just, you know, an honest expression of the emotion that comes with.
Besides honesty and vulnerability, what else can we expect from the upcoming EP?
Um, definitely a bit of satire in there. Hopefully some shocking moments where just to sort of question, you know, where music's at right now, what we're doing with it. And hopefully just, just a good time. You know, there's some funny moments, there's some serious moments. It'll be a whole bag of worms.
Are there any plans to tour this year? Are you part of any festival lineups?
Not a huge touring year for us. We're doing Moon River in Chattanooga this September. Some other little things around then, but touring seems to be a future plan for next year.
All right, my last question for you. If someone were to come to your city, what is the one thing they have to do?
They have to answer the question, which dive bar is better? And the two dive bars in question are the CC Club in Uptown and Grumpy's in Northeast. It's sort of, you know, there's two types of people in the world. You're a Grumpy's man or you're a CC girl, you know? And I think everyone should have that experience and answer that question, honestly.
What would your answer to the question be?
Oh, God, I don't know if we have time. CC, you can't have one without the other. I'm a CC guy right now, but Grumpy's definitely has its appeal.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and the Studio Cuts podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Make sure to check out Bad Dream Baby by Hippocampus. And watch for their new EP, Good Dog, Bad Dream, when it drops on August 6th. And don't forget to catch Sunday Studio Cuts, a new music show featuring all of the up-and-coming alternative music hosted by me every Sunday at 10 p.m. on 92.7, 96.9 WRRV. Join us next week as we interview another up-and-coming alternative artist on the Studio Cuts podcast.